You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Dawn, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Sometimes when I chuckle like that, it reminds me of my oldest brother that passed away. He used to laugh like that. It's kind of funny how genes get passed down through the line. I don't know why I told y'all that. Just so I'm gonna share it with you, that's all. As always, I always kind of ask God to help me, you know. I had gotten off track a little bit because one of the principles of success I want to share with you all today is the law of attraction. That is a very, very serious principle. It cannot be ignored. The law of attraction, and I'm not going to be able to explain it to you as well as the book Secrets can or as well as some people. I can only articulate it to you the way that I see it. The law of attraction is very, very real. The law of attraction is a principle of success. It is something that everyone has to adhere to. Now, whether you know the law of attraction or not, it does not make it not exist for you. This is the case where ignorance is not the excuse. The fact that no one told it to you, there is no pass for this one. The fact that you never heard it before, it does not allow you to do it any other way. So let me see if I can put it to you best I can, the law of attraction. The law of attraction, to put it real simple, is the thing that you focus on, the thing that you talk about, the thing that you think of, is the thing that you draw to you. It's what you attract to you. That's basically the law of attraction. The thing that you talk about, the thing that you think about, the thing that you focus on, whatever it is, that is what you attract. The law of attraction does not differentiate from positive and negative. It only does what it does. What I am saying is this. In the law of attraction, no matter what you think of, no matter what occupies your time, no matter what you say, or no matter what the focus is, positive or negative, the law of attraction knows neither one. It just attracts it. So let's use some examples here. Best example I always use is me. That way I ain't got to figure out nothing. I can just tell you my side of it. I was in a lot of debt one time in my life. This is before any of you knew me. So you can understand, in case you're not thinking, I don't want you to think that this conversation is about your income level, because it's not. It doesn't matter what income level you are. The law of attraction works in all aspects: money, family, relationships, job, career, love. It just works that way. Okay, here's the deal. I kept saying, man, this debt is killing me. I got to get out. That's what I thought was a good goal, to get out of debt. But what I kept saying was, you know, I kept talking about debt. And you know what it kept doing? It kept attracting debt to me. So guess what? So I could get out. That's all. Is that crazy? That is an amazing law to understand. What turned it around for me was I started claiming a life of abundance. God, I am seeking a life of abundance. I want to have more than enough. I want to be able to help other people. I just want to have a law of attraction so that I'll be able to provide my family the lifestyle that I want to provide them. I want Heavenly Father to be able to be an example of your goodness and your grace in my life. That is what I started saying. And guess what? That's what I started attracting. I'm going to have a great relationship with my children. I'm going to be the father that I always wanted to be. I'm going to be a good father. I'm going to be a good husband now. I am going to do the right things. I am going to be the type of example that my sons can look no further and go, I can be like my dad. I want to be able to be a place, a beacon of light and hope for my daughters to come to. That's what I started saying. That's what I started attracting to my life. The law of attraction does not care if you want it to be positive or negative. The law of attraction just attracts whatever it is you focus on, what you think about, the words that come out your mouth. You cannot overlook this principle of success and expect to make it because of the fact that you've never heard of the law of attraction, because of the fact that you don't know how it really operates. It does not make it not exist in your day. You can start today attracting the right things to your life by changing what you say, what you think, what you focus on. Change the focus, change the thought, change the words that come out your mouth, and guess what? You change what you attract to yourself. You have got to ask yourself, why is it, man? Man, let me tell you something. Somebody said to Bishop Jakes one time, they said, man, everything you touch turns to gold. He said, no, I just don't touch everything. Man, is this crazy? Come on, man. He has a focus. He has a focus. See, he ain't just everywhere. Bring me any idea. Let me try that. No, man. He has a focus. He has a law of attraction that's working where he's attracting things to his life that's positive. That he can, now that's not to say Bishop Jakes don't have problems, because we talk often, and man, he have them. Oh, please understand. And he's not trying to attract the problems. But what he will attract is the proper solution for the problem. And ain't that all you need sometimes? God did not say that it would be easy. He just said he would be with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? God will make your enemies your footstool. God is powerful, man. His word is true. He do what he say he gonna do. Now, all we got to do is do some of what we say. Because we ain't going to do everything. Just do some of what we say. Okay, here's the deal. God is going to do everything he say he going to do. You and I just got to do some of the stuff we say we're going to do. Because he already know we ain't going to do all of it. Yeah, he clear on that. He clear on that. All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, let me have it, your undivided attention. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, why is he talking like that? Well, because I've decided to begin the show this way.
Why he always got to be different? Everybody else do their show the same way.
That's because I ain't them.
Well, if you was more like them,
I would be regular. I deem not to be regular. I choose to be myself. Ladies and gentlemen.
Not regular.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, let me ask you something else. Did any other morning show tell you to wake up and be grateful? Give God some glory?
No.
Pause. Waiting.
Just
and
us. Just
no.
Us.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. That's why we've survived all these years.
Amen.
22 years.
Two years
sitting next to Shirley Strawberry. Went and got Carla Pharrell near him in 2005. Mississippi Monica is a straggler. She is a like a stray, a puppy got set by the door.
Really?
Open up and down your fireplace in
you
my favorite dungaree. Yeah, when I found out that song was about a dog, that broke my damn heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior is here. Tommy's off today.
Yeah.
Junior, what's on your mind today, man?
Hey, man, let me ask you something, Unc. Why do people feel like they hold your destiny in their hands, man? I just had that conversation today with somebody telling me what I can't do and how I'm supposed to do it and what I shouldn't do. And I just don't feel like that's something that they should be. I just got angry, and I shouldn't have got angry. I just should have said...
That's the human side of you. I've been angry just like that so many times. I can't tell you how many times somebody thought that their decisions were going to ruin my life, or their decisions would alter my life, or their decision was going to bring about my demise. Mm-hmm. And most of it has been in a negative way. People who thought they could do something to me. I'll show you. I'll show him. I'll fix him. NBC is a prime example of that.
Okay.
Now, I've always learned that when a door closes in my face, that all God wants me to do is walk up the hall. There's a bigger door. There is no person that has your destiny in their hands. Your destiny is in God's hands alone. Now, you can give it to someone else. You can give a person permission to control your destiny.
Yes, you can.
You can do that. And I know a lot of people who've done it, but you don't have to. I never have. I never will. There was only two people that was controlling my destiny for a period in my life, and that was my mom and daddy. And I was so mad at them having control of it. I wanted it back, but I wasn't in a position to say nothing, because in the words of my daddy, I buy all the groceries in here.
You like
so therefore, he had a measure of control. But the sad thing is, some people carry that into adulthood, get caught up in that and stay in it a little bit longer than they should. No one has control of your destiny, nor should you give it them. And it's very human to be angry about it, because I've been angry about it myself. But I thank God for giving me the realization that he is in charge. He is the architect of my destiny.
Amen. Coming up next, Junior's in for the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to Run That Prank Back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
Well, Shirley, here it is. It's boogie snitching. Boogie snitching. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Come on, Cat.
Okay. Hello.
May I speak to Boogie?
Yeah, this Boogie.
Hey, Boogie, this KB. Let me ask you something, man. How you get out of jail before Marcus got out of jail? How y'all go to jail at the same time, but you get out a month before him and he's still in there?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Who is this?
This KB, this Marcus' brother. Tell me how you get out of jail, but Marcus still in there and you've been out over a month now. They say
hold
you...
Up, hold up, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
No, they say you snitching. Boogie.
Snitching.
That's what's going on. You up in there snitching.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. You slow it down. Slow it down a little bit, man. Hold up. You know what? I really don't need to be having this conversation with you, but you coming at me like this. It's called bail.
How you out on bail, but Mark is still in there? Tell me that, Boogie.
Man, how you gonna call me with you know what? You know what? I ain't finna trip with you, but you now this. Hold on. Let me pull it over.
All I know is they the ones saying you the one that snitched on my brother, and that's why he's still in there and you out.
I don't know where you getting this from, but I'm gonna tell you what. I had to go to work. I need to get the out of there. But you ain't hear me. I went to jail too.
Boogie, you gonna mess around and get your ass whooped for snitching, man, because that's what you been out there doing.
Man, what the f*** is you talking about?
You been out there snitching. That's why you out and my brother Marcus is still in there.
You know what? It's called bail, that's what it's called. It's called bail. I had to go to work. I don't know what you tripping on.
All I'm tripping on is that the fact that you out and my brother ain't out. He's still in there. Dog, I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking for you, Boogie. You hear me? I'm looking for you, man.
You know where I'm at. You know where I'm at. You know what? Since you run around here like a little bitch like he is, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. All I wanted to do was go get me a beer. I jumped in the car, and then I was getting your mama some cigarettes. So how you coming at me like that.
Okay.
I get in the car with them, and them going to start blaze up one. I told him, nah, dog, put that out. We just going around the corner. But now, he go, he start putting it out in the car. He throw the shit out the window, and now we get pulled over. Hell yeah, I jumped out the car, told the law, I don't got shit to do with this.
Who was smoking, you or Marcus?
I don't even smoke, dog. I had to go to work. I go to work. I can't deal with that. I told them dudes to put it out. Damn it, law pulled over. They searched the damn car. How the hell you gonna be riding like that and law pull you over? They pop open the trunk. You got a big ass speaker box there back there with no damn wires on. How the hell you figure? I'm a snitch. It don't take no damn rock scientist to know you got some shit back there. Hell yeah, I got out of there. Man, them had me in there drinking water out of the toilet. That you, man, don't come at me that like that. You wanna come in, you know exactly where I'm at.
So just because they got you up in there drinking water out of the toilet, you're going to come up and start snitching on everybody.
You know what? You I had to go to work. Hell, I used all my damn money trying to get out of there on some
Oh, this can't be about you got to go to work. That can't be about you got to have some heart somewhere, dog.
Coming at me like that, I was just going to the store.
Can I say something to you, man? I want to look.
Nah, you know what? You can't say. Let me shoot you something. Since you're gonna be the middleman, let me shoot you a thing or two. Tell your brother, just don't drop the soap.
No, he ain't gonna drop the soap. I'm gonna make sure my brother. No. Listen to me.
I'm gonna
tell you, dog, and I'm gonna tell you this.
What you got to tell me?
I'm going to tell your boss everything about you, and then you're going to lose your little damn job.
Oh, no, it can't be. Dog, you know what?
What you stuttering for? What you stuttering for?
I can't believe you calling me with no shit like this. Just lose my number. Don't call me no more behind this.
Let me say something to you right now, Boogie.
What you got to say?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked.
Oh, man.
Boogie, you
didn't do me like that, dog. You know this ain't nothing to play with. This ain't nothing really play with.
All right, Boogie, man. I'm sorry, dog. You okay, Boogie?
No, I am, dog. You know what? I listen to you. Man, you ain't supposed to do no bro like that, dog. We supposed to be real. You don't do me like that, man. I put this dude on blast.
Hey, man, look here. Your boy, Shannon, he said he your best friend. Shannon is the one that put me up to this, dog.
Man, you know what?
Is that your boy? Is that your best friend, Shannon?
Man, why y'all do me like this? Yeah, I'm going to take care of Shannon. I got him. Man, y'all, I just know.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did I get you?
Man, you know what? You got me. On top of it, you got a whole bunch of people. That's why I know.
But now you one of them.
You know, he ain't here today for his praise and worship. Do we have to do it if he needs
no.
it? He's not here.
No, he's not here. No.
You don't have to do none of that. Man.
No.
As a matter of fact, let me do it what I want to do sometime.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Hey, man. Sure. Great job with the pranks, but, you know, other people do pranks, you know. You ain't the only one to prank somebody. You know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you ain't the only one, though. You might be the king, but it's a lot of princes.
You know.
Some queens out there.
Yeah. We got to step in now and give him praise because he's the king.
Nah, you ain't.
Now we got to praise him.
See, right there, it's a trick. He got y'all's head messed up.
Uh-uh.
He got y'all all twitchy. Y'all scared when he ain't here. They pranks. Oh. How hard is it? I mean,
you
dang.
You see how hard it is.
Do I want credit for every time I tell a joke? No.
Are you sure? Are you
Do
sure?
Do I want credit show? For every time I come around that corner Family Feud? No.
All right.
Oh, my All right.
Give me my check. See y'all tomorrow.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, well, Will Smith is back. Will addressed the infamous Oscar slap and says he was filled with rage. Kim Ye Kim Ye. They're a thing of the past now, and Kanye has to pay her $200,000 a month in child support, okay? A lot of people were mad about that. And Megan Thee Stallion.
What they mad about?
Yeah, people were mad about that, saying they need to change the child support laws and all of that, you know.
What?
Yeah. And Megan Thee Stallion makes history in Forbes magazine. We'll tell you about that. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Cassandra in Philly writes, 9 years ago, I got divorced and my ex is still coming by my house on holidays. For the first time in 9 years, I have a man. My new guy said, it's cool if my ex stops by, but I do not want him here. Would it be too rude to uninvite him this year?
No, he can't come.
Right.
Now, obviously, they have children or something like that, I'm assuming.
She didn't say.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's got to be kids, because yeah, other than that, what you over here for?
Right.
Because we ain't got no kids, no. But
on
like
all
no.
the holidays.
Now listen to me. I don't. I'm not a proponent of stopping a man from seeing his kids.
No.
That's not what it is. And for your new guy to say, yeah, it's cool for him to come on by. That's he either think two things.
What?
He's either taking total consideration of the kids.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or he know he can whip him. Them the only two reasons. He
those
him
come the only
by.
Two.
Well, if he's doing the former rather than the latter, he's a good guy, right?
Well, either way. You know, he's trying to do what's right for the kids, or he ain't scared of him. He know he can whip him. Them the two things that's in a man. God, I'm telling you how dudes are.
Come on, testosterone.
You know, yeah. See, y'all guys don't filter that in, right, but that's how we think.
Yeah, I see. All right,
so,
Cassandra.
I don't, but if she don't want him over for the holidays, she could say, hey, you could come see the kids on Christmas Eve. You could take them out. But Christmas Day, I'm reserving that for me and my man over here. You have every right to say that.
For sure.
Facts. It's a touchy situation, yeah. All right, moving on to.
He can't go to your mama house.
You're for real.
He's been coming over there for
the last 9 years. Don't come over here no more.
Karna in Jacksonville says, I'm in a situationship with this man that dated my mother when I was a teenager. He started taking care of me financially when I graduated from high school, and he's only 7 years older than me. He told me that he slipped up and had sex with my mom again. I need his money, so should I let it slide?
Whoa.
Come on, CLO.
Well, now, lady,
I know, right?
You know, this is borderline called the world's oldest profession.
Because
all this is. I mean, look.
Because he's taking care of her.
People, you know, dancing for dollars. You know, people beg for dollars. People gamble for dollars. Some people sleep for dollars. All you have to do is come to the realization that that's what you're doing. You're in a situationship with a man who dated you. Then he told you, I slept with your mama again. So he slept with you and your mama, and you know it.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Does her mom know that he's taking care of her as well?
No, but I think the daughter is trifling, though.
Very much so.
The daughter is trifling.
Yeah. Taking money from this man.
I mean, look, I understand that taking the money from the man, you need the financial help. But when you in a situationship, somebody made the proposal while he was dating your mama. Well, somebody said, hey, look, I could take care of you, but you know, you got to take care of me. Or somebody said, you know what? If you keep taking care of me, I can take care of you. That conversation got had one way or the other.
Now,
horrible.
The trifling one in this one right here is the daughter knowing that this man slept with her mama. But he only 7 years older than her, which means he was a younger man to your mama.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was looking upside your head the whole time.
Yep.
And now he got you and the mama and then told you about it and to see what you say about it. And now you considering it. So now he get the cake and get to eat it too. You see what I'm saying?
This is nasty though, because she had just graduated from high school. This is
All right.
She graduated from high school when he started helping take care of her. She in college now. She in a situationship.
Yeah. Anyway, Ew,
it's
that's
gross.
That's too nasty. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, moving on to Clark in Vegas. Clark says, I'm dating a female that sleeps naked but will not have sex with me. We've been dating 6 months and I can't spend the night with her anymore. She thinks I've lost interest in her. I need to know why women play games with good men like this.
I don't know, man, but that is a game, though. If we 6 months, I've been coming over there, and you naked.
Because you say 90 days.
Yeah, and 90 days already hard.
Three months.
But you know what, you know, and then she talking about you've lost interest. You damn right I done lost interest. Yeah, you damn Skippy, I done lost interest by now. We in here for 6 months, you sleep naked. Ain't nothing happening. Now, how interested you want me to tell my body?
Yeah.
See, I got to tell my body that what he's actually seeing and feeling is don't. That's not for you.
Yeah.
6 months. Get your stop. Down. Down, boy. Stop. Get off. Leave alone. Stop. Shut up. Don't do that. Not tonight. Not tonight. No, I ain't having that conversation with myself.
No, 6 months. BJ's on.
No.
BJ's
on. Yeah, you done lost interest. Mm-hmm. You got every right to tell her that.
Yeah.
Now, if she's talking about now she's decided to save herself a marriage, then that's a decision you got to make.
But
and
even
that's her,
then, you
her
can't.
Her prerogative.
You can't be sleeping in the bed next to a man and you're saving yourself for marriage. That is
not naked. You can't
no.
sleep not next naked. To me. No.
Absolutely
you can't sleep
not.
Next to me in that suit that they put on you when you're going crazy at the jail.
The
straight jacket.
Yeah. Now, you can't sleep next to me in that.
What
you can't
in the
come
world?
In there. You can't come in there in a bomb squad suit and sleep next to me for 6 months without me trying to get in that bomb suit. 6 months?
Yeah.
Every night I done bit a little bit more thread out the back.
While she's sleeping.
Yeah, about month four I done chewed through the back of it. You don't even know. All of a sudden it's loose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a
so, yeah, he's got a good point.
6 months naked. I'm at least going to touch your back. I'm going to do that. Your back going to get touched. I'm
your
touching
back.
Something.
Your back.
While you're spooning.
Spooning.
Trying something up.
Spooning.
Right.
All right, CLO.
What you doing?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be
coming up at the top of VR. We'll have some entertainment news for you.
Right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Well, Will Smith is back, ladies and gentlemen. In a recent interview with Trevor Noah, Will opened up for the first time about the Oscars fiasco when he slapped Chris Rock on stage. Will appeared on the Trevor Noah show to promote his new movie, Emancipation, which everybody says is really good. And the conversation with Noah eventually led to Will speaking out about the infamous slap on Oscars night. He said that it was a horrific night, as you can imagine, and there were many nuances and complexities to it. Will says he just lost it. Take a listen.
I was gone. I was, you know, that was a rage that had been bottled for a really right. long time. I've always wanted to be Superman. I've always wanted to swoop in and save the damsel in distress, you know. It was the little boy that watched his father beat up his mother, you know. It's, you know, all of that just bubbled up.
Wow.
He was crying, too. It got
he cried.
He was emotional because, and everything.
I mean, look.
He's talking about his little nephew. Oh.
In all honesty, you know, I mean, I got it. You know, I give him, you know, he didn't apologize. Can't keep beating him up for it. You know, the real work is between him and Chris.
That's right.
The real work is between him and Chris.
Right.
But, you know, now, with that said, here come the other me. I don't give a damn what happened to you in your childhood and how much anger was bottling up on your ass. When you ran up on that stage and slapped me, when you turned around, you'd have had some more stuff to deal with on the very next commercial break is
Excuse
all
me,
I'm saying.
Other me? Other me?
The other me. You know.
Tone that down a little bit, other me,
no,
please.
Well, you know, Shirley, you know, it's two me's and I have to contend with it.
Other me.
It's the Christian in me and then it's the before I got saved me. Mm-hmm, and he's so prevalent because, you know,
other me.
You know, look, man, it's like this. Will, he has the right to be forgiven and get up and get on with his life. And I'm not about the business of keep beating somebody.
Yeah, and everybody deserves a second.
Yeah, second chance. Trevor Noah said that. He said everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody, man. And so, you know, I got what he did was horrific. I think the part where he said, we didn't play this part, but the part where he said he realized the damage he had done to so many people that night. You know, but that was a big part of it for him, too, the embarrassment later on, because he didn't understand the full magnitude of it. Because at the Oscar party, he was dancing with the Oscar and stuff.
Yeah.
But, but the next day, though,
but also
when you wake up and you realize actually what has happened,
yeah,
it gets it's horrific at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. So, you know. I think that's what hurt him. Like, you know, the mistake I made at the
Miss
pageant.
Universe.
Miss Universe? Uh-huh.
I didn't realize the depth of it until I woke up the next day.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on and, you know.
And you've
we'll
been
work
forgiven,
it out. Work it out.
Steve,
you have. All right, TMZ is reporting that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have officially settled their divorce and came to an agreement on child custody and property division. Kim and Kanye received joint custody with equal access to their four children, North 9, Saint 6, Chicago 4, and Psalm 3. However, sources told TMZ that Kim will have the kids 80% of the time. Thank God. The settlement also states that Kim will receive $200,000 a month in child support. In regards to their properties, they will be divided in alignment with their prenuptial agreement. Both Kim and Kanye waived spousal support. Mm. So there you go.
Okay. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he has four kids with this woman. You got to pay.
Yeah.
Look, I know online people are talking about that's unfair. They got to change the child support laws. Here's the problem, y'all. Child support is real. Nobody is taking a child from a mother that's not, that unless she's unfit. Kim is not an unfit mom.
No, she loves her.
So they're not taking a child from their mother. He's got joint custody and $200,000 a month. See, hold up, y'all. Now, in your world, you may, that's crazy. Don't no kid need $200,000. Children are awarded child support, so they are left in the lifestyle that was presented by the departing spouse.
Yep.
So now, you can't run around talking about you the richest black man in the world. You can't run around talking about Forbes didn't put me on the list. I'm worth $6 billion. $200,000 a month ain't nothing. Your ass got to pay that money. So now, listen, everybody get offline attacking Kim, attacking the system. Your ass got to pay for these children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not getting spousal support. But I keep seeing these comments about, don't no child need no $200,000 a month. You don't know what they need. They, you don't know how they live it. Yeah, they living way deeper than 200,000, y'all. Y'all listen to me. They living way deeper than
and
that.
And it's four of them.
So and it's all relevant. So now, that's four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
What
in the hell is Nick Cannon doing?
Oh, yeah. What does he have now?
200,000? You talking about the 200,000?
Boy, y'all. Yeah. Y'all, I'm telling y'all.
But he didn't marry any of his baby mamas.
So now.
But you still got to pay child support.
But you still got to pay. Yeah.
That's a crazy cut now. Because all they do is they look at the man's income.
Mm-hmm.
And they proportion it out from there. So whatever, you know.
It's a new album coming. I know that. There's going to be a new album coming out in a minute.
Who, Nick?
All right.
Better start being quiet.
Yeah. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, you know, Christmas is less than a month away now, but are you in the Christmas spirit yet? Are you in it? I see a lot of people are. I see a lot of lights up and Christmas trees. So we'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so here's the question, guys. What marks the beginning of the holiday season for you? Is there a specific song that puts you in the Christmas spirit? How about a special movie, Carla? Mm-hmm. The Temptations.
That's Christmas Eve only that I watch it.
David
in
Ruff,
my
Christmas
mind.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Also, Imitation of Life, that's another good Christmas movie. So what about you, Steve? I know you like this Christmas. Yeah. That kicks it off for you.
Hang on, mistletoe.
Hey.
I'm going to get to know you better.
Yeah.
This Christmas. That's my song. When I hear that,
I'm
Christmas.
With you.
Yeah, that's number it. One, and then The Temptations is
I ain't
two
no
for
Bing
me.
Crosby. I'm
Bing
dreaming
Cross.
Of
Bing Crosby.
Now, ain't nobody listening for that.
No.
How about the Christmas
Donny.
Song? Like Nat King Cole.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, how'd that go?
Uh-huh.
Chestnuts roasting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's my jam, too.
Uh-huh.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday at Christmas, Stevie Wonder.
I love that Christmas.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
You know, someday at Christmas. You don't know that one?
It ain't beat your song. You, what you saying? Like,
and
it
I love
hell no, it ain't Donnie.
No, Donnie's number one for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's number like, one. And Temptations for
Christmas.
For me
now,
is
Stevie,
two.
Stevie's music. Oh, that's my dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, the album. Oh, Talking Book.
Oh,
maybe your baby done made some other plan, keeping me worried.
Hey! Is this other me again?
Hey! That's the other me,
off.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy, that's that damn Talking Book when he was sitting on that rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo, that boy right there. He didn't know they had him on the rock.
You didn't even say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought he was doing a photo shoot in the backyard and took his ass out in that desert.
Oh, God.
He didn't
know he was on a rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had to say all that. I can't stand him.
I know.
He saw him with his hands, saw him putting out his hands trying to feel his way around, see where he was. I tell people right here, listen to me, let me tell y'all something. I've been around Steve. Steve ass ain't blind. I don't believe it.
You always say that.
I told Stevie this blind, this a hoax. He done made a lot of money on it. It's a, hey, listen to me. How is Stevie blind?
Uh-huh.
You ain't never seen Stevie with a dog or a cane. He ain't never fail. It's just blind. It ain't adding up to me. Yeah. You don't never see him running up into nothing. He ain't got no dog nowhere. He ain't never had to unfold his stick. Get up and just be showing up places. I told Steve this before. This is all a hoax.
Hey, other me. We're moving on.
I know his brother Milton be with him, but...
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Georgia voters, we can't stress enough how important it is to go vote once more. One more time. One more time. We'll be back to talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the state of Georgia broke its record for the most ballots cast in a single day during early voting, with less than a week to go until a major runoff in the U.S. Senate race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Jr. Walker. That is his name on the ballot, Herschel Jr. Walker.
Boo!
Where his daddy at?
Boo! I was like, doesn't the junior go at the end?
I thought
anyway.
So.
Anyway, Senator Warnock spoke Sunday at a rally after being introduced by civil rights icon Andrew Young and Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens, and he reinforced that this is a very serious election. In a recent television ad by Warnock's campaign, Herschel himself shows why he should not be elected to the United States Senate. The Georgia voters featured in this excerpt from the commercial react to what Herschel is saying. Take a listen.
So I've been telling this little story about this bull out in the field.
What on earth?
And three of them are pregnant.
There's no substance. There's nothing.
So you know you got something going on.
It makes me want to laugh, and then it makes me think we're in trouble.
But all he cared about is kept his nose against the fence, looking at three other cows that had been blown to him. Now all he had to do is eat grass.
This video is ridiculous. I asked 35 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Why would I want someone like that leading the state of Georgia?
What the what?
See, that's what I'm grateful for, man. Look, man, you cannot watch this guy for any speech, any moment, and walk away and go, wow, you know, he'd make a great senator. Mm-hmm. You just can't.
Yeah.
And I don't see why.
What is his platform?
He doesn't have one. He is against everything that conservatives stand for. And the Southern evangelicals, they can stop talking to me about their Christianity and their level of faith and all of that, because they won't even vote for a minister who runs. Mm-hmm. They vote strictly for power, position, and money. That's all this is about. Herschel Walker is their Negro that they can put in position to do all of their bidding. This guy is ridiculous. Listen to the way he talk. That stupid ass story. I was the only vampire one time. I was watching TV and these vampires were up in the attic and the vampires was up there. And I didn't even know there was no vampires until I went up there watching TV of a vampire on TV.
What does that have to do with being
stupid
of the United States?
What is your dumb ass talking about? And see, I'm tired of not calling it dumb. I'm tired of, you know what, Steve, you can't say dumb, you can't say stupid. Okay, give me the other word for him then. What is the word I'm supposed to use when I'm looking at an adult who can't form a sentence, who you put up in our face as a senatorial candidate? So, which means to me, you should be able to formulate a sentence and at least be somewhat articulate. At least that.
Yeah.
But you're going to put him up. Let me tell you this story about this bull that had a nose against the fence looking at these other three bulls that were talking, and then he jumped over the fence and cut himself. And all he had to do was eat the grass.
Right.
Your dumb ass. What is your dumb ass talking about?
Yeah. And can we play it again?
Yeah. And then let me say this before you play it.
All right.
This election right here is about an erection. Because
he said that too.
Lord.
He said that too. This boy dumb like a doughnut. So play it one more time, Dave. Let me hear it.
So I've been telling this little story about this bull out in the field.
What on earth?
And three of them are pregnant.
There's no substance. There's nothing.
So you know you got something going on.
It makes me want to laugh. And then it makes me think we're in trouble.
But all he cared about is kept his nose against the fence, looking at three other cows that had been blown to him. Now all he had to do is eat grass.
This video is ridiculous. I asked 35 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Why would I want someone like that leading the state of Georgia?
I'm so baffled by this commercial.
I think playing it is great because We got to get to the polls and vote. We can stop this atrocity and stop this assault on our intelligence by getting out and voting for Senator Raphael Warnock.
All right. Coming up next, it is Junior in for the Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, get this, I can tell by the smell.
Woo.
No, that's a powerful punch, doesn't it? I can tell by the smell. We'll get into it in just a few. But right now, the Junior is in for the Nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Junior?
Well, Shirley, this is something that's happening in barbershops, and the Nephew really found out what this was, and he went in, and, you know, I've seen other barbers do this. I've gone to the barbershop. This is something that has to stop, and you barbers need to be aware of this, that some people don't like this when you do it, because this prank is called The Barbershop. Just let's find out what this is, and we'll discuss it on the other side.
Cuss, this is Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, James? What can I do for you, man?
Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. You can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man, something of that nature. I mean, you know, I normally work out appointments, you know.
Okay. 3 o'clock, you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there right 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation, though, man, that happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? What, somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
Well, it really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened?
Well, here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your private part.
Oh, come on, bro. Say, Dennis, I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right, right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting, and I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you're going to have to turn the chair with your hand and not your private part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that. You know, but I mean, we'll be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever, you understand, man. You know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, that's just not me. You know?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a private.
Well, see, now right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know, I mean, I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about
man,
all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your. Now that's what
see,
I don't.
See, Kim Fong, you starting to, you're touching me wrong.
I'm touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
See, Kim Fong, ain't nobody touch you like that. Tell you, feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know we don't run on here.
Hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man. and not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff, man.
Hold up, hold up, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and saying, bro, you know, I'm trying to talk to you, you feel me? But now you done rubbed me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
But ain't no punk flying there, then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold up, let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get packed up out this. You understand me?
Hey, hey, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon, it's a barbershop. It's real over here, you hear me? You hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something. You quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm gonna tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your. You come over there, you understand me?
I'm trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
I bet you I'll open you up. I'm gonna open you up, boy. You understand? You, oh, hell no. No, piss off. Watch out. No, that. No, come on here with that. You know, tell you I'll do something to your heart. What you want to be? This ain't no salon. This is a barber shop. Cuts, man. You understand me?
Honest. Hold. What?
Yeah, that's cut, I ain't got no time for that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy, damn all that. I got something out of hand to cut right now. I ain't got time. You bring your dumb back over here. You better come over here with your attitude straight. I bet you did. Cut here. I don't do it. You feel what? Me?
Okay, I'm going to put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you might want you want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man. Say it before you got... Oh, my God. Oh, man. Hey, bro, my bad, man. You got me, my.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Why? Okay. Let the discussion begin.
Yeah. It's serious, huh? Got yeah. serious up
See
in
there?
It.
You can't use your hips to turn this chair with me in it.
But if his hands are busy, he got the clippers, he got the comb.
I don't care. Stop cutting. Push back, then turn me. Or let me turn myself.
But you're saying use your hands.
Yeah, you got to use your hands when I'm in the chair. You're not using no hips when you turn the chair when I'm in it. Well, matter of fact, you ain't got to touch me.
Yeah, that's right. Junior.
Yes, sir.
But how do you feel, in the words of Tommy, about this prank you just did?
I see what happens when you introduce a prank. You must praise yourself after these pranks. Matter of fact, the introduction of the prank
itself. See, you wasn't getting into your Tommy-ism quick enough.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I appreciate it. Because
see, when you substitute these pranks for this boy, Junior, you got to, you can't overdo it.
Yeah. You have to really do it. I mean, matter of fact, can y'all just praise me for the introduction? Go ahead.
Woo. You can introduce a prank, Junior.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody praising you for an intro.
Come on. What you doing, Carla? Let's get into it. You know what this is?
Yeah. Okay, Junior, you the bomb on the intro. Yeah. Bring them out.
It made me kind of not miss Tommy the way you introduced the prank.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
What
you think you're doing, Unc? You just sitting over there?
Oh.
You better open your mouth.
Because I know better.
Yeah. I know you know better.
I know better. I'm not that damn impressed if you want no truth about it. Yeah.
How come you ain't never impressed?
Well, let me just bring your little short ass on back down to earth. Yeah. It's not a long trip at all. I don't even see why you think you so high up there.
You see me? Like I have to be. That's how it is. Right, you got to praise yourself, Shirley. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. King of pranks when he's not here. Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter subject, I can tell by the smell. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine.
or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Show. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. Right, Junior?
That's right. It could be yours. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, I can tell by the smell. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for almost 40 years. I have a 38-year-old son that has moved back into my house, and my husband is overjoyed to have a running buddy. They are out from sunup to sundown on Saturdays, and I was cool with it at first until one of my son's friends approached my husband and I at the grocery store recently. Her name is Muriel, and she's got a small restaurant that a lot of single men and women hang out at, eating, drinking, and carrying on. I didn't know that my husband was hanging out at Muriel's until I smelled her. She smelled like she had been in the kitchen and then sprayed some cheap body spray over the grease smell in her clothes. That is what my husband smells like when he comes in late at night with our son. I asked her how things were going down at the restaurant, and she said things are going great, and looked at my husband. I stayed tight-lipped until we got in the car. I asked if he'd been hanging out at her place, and he said it's a place for our son's friends, not an old man like him. His clothes sure do smell like he's been to Muriel's a few times, and he even had a little of Muriel's fragrance on his shirt before. He couldn't possibly be messing around with Muriel because she is not a petite woman. He's 5'9", and Muriel is a tall woman. I could not get the truth out of my husband nor my son. My son said he hangs out there sometimes, but his dad is never with him. I asked him where his dad is while he's hanging out at Muriel's, and he said he didn't know. I am too old to be driving by Muriel's looking around for my husband. If nothing is going on, why does he smell like a cafe? Why won't they tell me the truth? Okay, sis. Now, you know that's not happening. You know that's not going to happen. The truth? Uh-uh. Sorry, ma'am. But he's not going to tell you the truth because he can't, he won't, he ain't, he refuses to, he wants to keep on cheating on and on and on, whatever. He's been with Muriel because he knows how you will react. He's never going to admit that, okay? He's never going to admit that because he knows you're going to go off on him. You'll be mad, you'll be hurt, you'll be cussing, you'll be angry, you'll be upset, devastated, betrayed, want to leave him, want to kill him, all of those things. So many, many reasons why he won't tell you the truth. You know, cheating and lying go together. You know, you usually don't do one without the other. And you usually don't have one without the other, or that would be some sort of open relationship. If he told you the truth, you know, that he was sleeping with Muriel, then, you know, that's like an open relationship. He's letting you know what he's doing, okay? I just think, you know, he's a typical cheater who wants his cake and eat it too. If you're in a restaurant sometimes, the smell might get in your clothes depending on what's on the menu. I'll give you that. But that does not explain Miss Muriel's perfume on him, her fragrance, like you said. He had to be in close contact with her. But here's the thing. If you're waiting around for him to tell you the truth, forget it. That's not going to happen. From him or your son. They're thick as thieves right now. So to you, I say trust your instincts, okay? If it looks like a duck and smells like a duck in this case, you already know what's up. Steve?
It's so much to unpack in this letter.
Yeah.
First of all, I've been married for almost 40 years and got a 38-year-old son. Let's just say they got married at 20.
Okay.
They had a child 2 years later. Let's just say that. That means that the woman is 60. Now, your 38-year-old to move back in the house with y'all. You got a running mate. And they hang out all the time. And then one of your friends approached you all at a grocery store. The friend happened to be a woman named Miriam, who's got a restaurant that a lot of single people hang out at, eating, drinking, and all that. Now, you say, I didn't know that your husband was hanging out at Muriel's until I smelled her. Oh, Lord. So now we got a marriage hanging in the balance based off your skills as a bloodhound. Boy, ain't this letter taking an ignorant ass turn right here. See, women, I respect you all for you all's forensic skills. And I respect you all for you all's intuition. I really do. I don't think there's none greater. But this whole letter is based on smells. That what this is? Now, I'm going to struggle with this one with you a little bit. I got to be honest with you. She got a small restaurant, single men hang out. You didn't know your husband was hanging out at Mills until I smelled her. She smelled like she had been in the kitchen and sprayed cheap body spray over the grease smell in her clothes. Doggone it, that is what my husband smelled like when he come home late at night with our son.
Dun, dun, dun.
What? You matching smells? See, now, if your husband and Muriel was right next to each other, smelling just like each other at the same time, I got you. But these are never they together with the same smell. Oh, Lord, lady. I asked her how things were going down at her restaurant. She said things were going great, and then looked at my husband. They going great. Uh-oh. She knows you're down now. There's a way out of this for him.
See.
But then we got to deal with some other facts too, lady. So I'll be right back.
All right. Hang on, Steve. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's strawberry letter, I can tell by the smell. All right. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. I can tell by the smell. I want to see you weasel and wiggle your way out of this one. Come on.
Well, this lady's been married 40 years. Got a 38-year-old son. He'd have moved back into the house with the husband. They hang out a lot. And everything was cool with y'all hanging out until one of your son's friends came back, saw you and your husband at a grocery store. Her name was Muriel. She got a small restaurant that a lot of single people hang out at. And then you didn't know that your husband was hanging out at Muriel's until I smelled her. She smelled like she had been in the kitchen and sprayed some body spray over the grease smell in her clothes. That is what my husband smells like when he come in late at night with our son. Okay, lady. So now, like I said, you got a marriage that's hanging in the balance based on smells. So I asked her how things was going down at a restaurant. She said things was going great and then looked at my husband. I stayed tight-lipped. Now, this is the pro that women are, fellas. I stayed tight-lipped until we got in the car. Ooh, that car was crowded when they got in there. I asked if he'd been hanging out at her place, and he said, that's a place for our son's friend. What is I'm doing down there, girl? I'm going down there. Let my son be down there at that place. Not an old man like me. His clothes sure do smell like he's been to Muriel a few times, and he's even had a little of Muriel's fragrance on his shirt before.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now, lady, hold on now. You mean you never mentioned a female fragrance on his shirt before today? If you thought it was a female fragrance on there, you didn't say nothing then? See, this is where I'm a little bit confused. I think her mind is playing tricks on her a little bit. He couldn't possibly be messing around. Now, here's where she's going to start losing it. He couldn't possibly mess around with Muriel because she's not a petite woman. He 5'9", and Muriel is a tall woman. Now, this is where, when Tommy's not here, I take full advantage of situations like this. Because we have somebody on our show, 5'9". And you know, and most women to him is not petite. Because he's petite.
Oh, now see, Tommy's so petite.
Your husband is the same size as Tommy. He's 5'9", and Muriel is a tall woman. Hell, if you're 5'9", a lot of tall women in your life. I very rarely meet tall women myself personally. But, you know, I ain't no little petite man. I could not get the truth out of my husband nor my son. What truth? What you want him to say? Yeah, I was back in the kitchen with Muriel, and we was hugging so tight that the smell from her restaurant and fragrance is on my shirt. That's, you think you finna get that truth? My son said he hangs out there sometimes, but his dad is never with him. That's a true statement, because if his dad is at the restaurant, he's not with him, because your boy be out there in the front with the single people. But your son ain't the best judgment either, because he done just moved back into the house at 38, so he ain't doing all that good like father, like son.
This is a mess.
Hot mess.
I am too old to be driving by Muriel's looking around for my husband. If nothing is going on, why does he smell like a cafe? Well, let me tell you something. Do I think he's been down there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Do I think he's been in the kitchen? Yeah. But if it's a small cafe, the food's sent probably everywhere.
Right.
So he wouldn't necessarily have to go in the back. Muriel owns the restaurant. She come out and hug all the customers. Your husband 5'9", he little bitty ass man. Big ass Muriel and put on round and put everything on his ass he didn't have on when he came in there. Cause when he hugged her fragrance is all in the top of his hair. Big ass Muriel done put him up under one of her breasts and got him in a headlock and hugged him. And he liked that, and he come home every night with that smell on him. That could be all that is. I don't think they seeing each other or none of that.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing is going on, why does he smell like? Now, why won't they tell me the truth? Now, let's just deal with this right here. Why would he tell you the truth?
Because the truth matters, Steve.
No, girl, the truth will all, the damn smell finna get him a divorce. She finna start driving by Muriel's in the car based on some odor detection skill she has as a bloodhound.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he okay, so well, now, let me ask you this: if he wasn't doing anything, why didn't he just say, "Yeah, I'll hang out at Muriel's"? Why didn't he just say that?
No, you don't want to do that.
Why?
No, because that's too much now. So no, I ain't been down. I don't know why would I hang out there? Oh, he didn't say he wasn't down there. He see, listen to me.
He said it's for young men.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's not what he said.
Okay, what'd he say?
Let me see. I'm going to give you the quote. He did not lie. He did not lie. He did not give her all the information. He said it's a place for our son's friend, not an old man like me. He ain't say he ain't been down there.
Uh-huh. Well, she can smell that he's been down there. All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got, Junior?
Ooh, Shirley, I'll tell you, Unc, man, only thing on over here is it's like it's on over there, Unc, the World Cup. Have you been watching
that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's on every channel over here.
Well, man, congratulations to the USA, man. They won over Iran. Woo-hoo. They're moving on to the round of 16. They will face Netherlands on Saturday. Man, it's just like, I couldn't see how they keep running. They got to be in shape, man.
I got to let me tell you something. You got to be in shape, play soccer. They just run them down that field. One time they kicked the ball. I go, man, I ain't going down there.
You got to come back this way.
Down and back, dog. Probably ain't going to score no way. Come on back.
And they hit it with their head and everything.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, I ain't no plays like, but this thing, man, this offsides rule. I don't even understand what that rule is. What is
that? Yeah, I got it. See, now I understand it. There's that box that's in front of the goal, that big box.
Right. Uh-huh.
The person that's coming down the field with the ball, you can't get in front of that box if he's at a certain point. You can't get ahead of the dude that's dribbling the ball or kicking it.
Kicking the ball.
You can't be in front of him, like, you know, parallel. Yeah. You can't get in front of him. And once you get into that box, it's some other I can't explain it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, I said, man, why? I thought your goal was to get in front of everybody.
Now, I got a text from a player that plays in the Netherlands last night. He said, hey, man, tell America to get ready. I texted him and said, I don't know a soul on the damn soccer team.
But I know I'm
playing basketball. You playing basketball, pimp. I got some words for you.
We don't know nobody.
I don't know a single player.
I don't either, man. Odell Beckham.
Hey, Abadulo. They said, get ready.
I don't know either, man. Odell Beckham Jr., man, big hot commodity right now. Free agent. He's looking at the Cowboys, the Chiefs, or the Bills. Who you think the best fit for Odell Beckham?
He looking at who?
The Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Buffalo Bills. Who'd be
for
the best
him,
fit?
I would go to Kansas City. Then play with Patrick Mahomes, let him throw the ball all kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good fit for him, too. But the
I'm
only
not
person
going up there to Buffalo all that damn snow. I love the players on the Cowboys. I love all the ex-players on the Cowboys. I just can't stand that damn team, man. I don't know what it is.
You sound crazy when you say
the
that.
The star. I do.
That star?
Because they were in the North Division when I was a kid with the Cleveland Browns, and I've always cheered against the Cowboys since I was a little boy.
That's Sports with Junior and Steve coming up at the top of the hour. A mother removes her daughter's braids because the father's new wife was the one who braided them. What? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A father has exposed his ex for how she reacted after his new girlfriend braided their daughter's hair. On The Shade Room, the father posted screenshots of a text thread with his daughter's mother after the mother took down the cornrows that his new girlfriend had put into their daughter's hair. In a before shot, the girl's hair was styled in cornrows with white beads at the end. And the mother sent, so you let your girlfriend touch my daughter's hair for no reason, huh? she wasted her time taking it down. The mother then sent a photo of the style partially taken out. 11 minutes after the first text, the mother sent another photo of their daughter's hair, and the cornrows were completely gone, and the girl's hair was brushed into two buns. So it's clear that the mother doesn't want the new girlfriend touching her child's hair. I mean, that's pretty obvious, okay? So, Steve, I mean, what advice can you offer this guy? Because he's trying to co-parent, you know? He's got a new girlfriend. He wants to, you know.
Just tell your girlfriend quit doing her hair.
Yeah. That's it. You know, I ain't all the way mad mama. At the mama.
Her mama don't want nobody touching the daughter's mm-hmm. hair. I do my daughter's hair. Okay. Just leave the baby hair alone. And then just say you the girlfriend. You ain't no wife. Just leave the baby hair alone. That's all.
Yeah,
that's cool anyway. You ain't got to wait. You save your money on them beads and all that there. You ain't got to sit her down. You ain't got to part her hair. Make sure she holds still. No, just skip it. We don't do the baby hair no more.
Okay, just leave it alone.
Just be have your girlfriend continue to be sweet to the child.
Yeah,
form a relationship with her that she can. Don't tell your wife nothing y'all doing. The baby gonna tell enough because the wife gonna ask.
Yeah. The ex-wife, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not completely mad at the mom. The girlfriend may need to ask permission to the mother of the child before doing her hair. There's some boundaries and some rules.
Hey, Shamika asked me, could I corner her hair? I'm just calling to ask you, is that cool with you or you want me just leave it alone?
Yeah.
I don't want you touching her hair. Click.
I prefer you didn't. You didn't do her hair. I mean,
that
it's
ain't
a
what
way
she gonna say.
She's got an attitude, though. She doesn't like the new girlfriend. I mean, sometimes that's how girls bond like that. You know, they do each other's hair. They might do each other's nails. Sometimes they bond like that. Yes, that is. That does happen. I mean, kids bond like that with
take
the new
that
girlfriend
comb and
or
that
whatever.
Brush and that grease and put it in the trash. You're not doing that, baby.
No, you're not.
A big deal.
Yeah, we need this peace in here. We need peace in here.
Yeah, well, now she knows she won't ever. I wish I would touch a hair on your daughter's head again. Yeah. It was probably just a sweet moment. I don't know. I think she's made too much out of it.
Because, you know she's probably crazy.
Of course she made too much out of it.
Yeah, a mother.
But she don't like the girlfriend with ex-husband.
Exactly. Right.
That's all it is. She's in her feelings.
Yeah, that's all it is. She overreacted, of course.
Exactly.
But that's how they do when they angry. I don't want her touching my baby's hair.
No. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Get your own baby. Do her hair. I'm speaking for the mama. With my neck rolling.
Yes. Yeah. Twist mouth, all of that.
All of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't stop the hair combing because mama is not feeling it.
She'll come over here and burn this house down while we sleep. You know she's crazy. I just tell you.
Leave baby alone.
Just leave baby hair alone. No.
And then there's another message. Maybe the mom felt, what you trying to say?
I don't like the cornrows in my baby's hair.
I don't like the way you did your baby's hair, so I'm going to fix it.
The little girl had the same afro puff Shirley had when she first started working.
That's what you got out of
my puffs were cute.
That's what I got out the picture. And Shirley swear up and down she didn't have no afro puffs on each side of her head. She swear them down. She didn't.
I don't remember that.
She had on a leopard dress and two puffs on the side of her head, trying to win.
Oh, you were rocking them, Shirley. That's
of Shirley course. Was trying to
That's
win.
The
Shirley
only way
came
I know
dress
how to
so
do
tight
it.
Collar. I went, okay, what's happening here?
Anyway, coming up,
right. I play the game.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of this crazy ignorant show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here it is, halfway into the new week. And are you still eating your Thanksgiving leftovers? The dressing, the mac and cheese, all of that. Did you freeze it or is it just up in the fridge with some aluminum?
It's time. Nah, it's about that time.
Yeah, we had Thanksgiving in the restaurant. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's about that time.
No. Yeah, about 3-4 days is really it. Yeah, 3 days tops. Yeah. And then after that, you got to just let it go, you know.
You got to go, yeah.
The turkey yesterday at this point is already turned into soup. You need the turkey soup.
Turkey soup. Yeah. Yesterday was Throw Out Your Leftovers Day, according to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. It's time to clear out the fridge because those leftovers probably aren't safe to eat anymore. Are you guys still holding on? Everybody said we took ours out.
Oh, no. Oh, my daddy would shut all that down. Who them white people talking to?
Because we're going to eat this again tonight.
You tell the DDDA they don't live here. daddy, it's the FDA. No, them too. They ain't bought no groceries in here. Don't tell me when to throw nothing away. Yeah. Which the hell I would.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Well, we were out of town. I was at my in-laws, so we didn't have any leftovers.
Your in-laws, if they ever cook something you don't like, can you say something?
What? Yeah, I guess you can. Just not eat it. I don't know if you can say something, Steve.
That's a good question. Too long to answer that.
I'm like,
No.
No, you can't say anything.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather eat a rare steak or would you rather eat a bowl of boiled okra? Slimy.
Oh, I love okra. Yeah,
I do too.
Me I'm going to eat the okra.
I
need my steak medium. Yeah. I don't like eating live ass animals. I don't really care for them live like that.
All right. Would you rather take a trip to the moon or take a trip to Hawaii? Nice. But with an X.
What time are we taking off?
Yeah. Be sitting up in that astronaut suit. Make sure I got enough oxygen to get back.
Hell, he got to go.
I'll slide that helmet down. 10, 9, 8.
Not the countdown.
I'm scared. 6, 5, protect me, Lord Jesus. 3, 2, y'all go.
Blast off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being that damn suit right. Don't know nothing about outer space. Be back all looking right. Back at the earth, tears just running down my face.
Aww. You would rather do all that than go to Hawaii with your
y'all, be in that damn space suit drinking Tang and eating my food out of the little squeeze tubes and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just defecating in that suit. Don't know where to
go. Okay.
Just sitting up in that suit. I just tear the suit on Pete, just floating in the air.
Oh. All right, we're moving on. At. Crazy.
All right, man.
Would you rather give your wife a hall pass, one hall pass, or get a root canal every single year? Hall pass or root canal? We know
I'm getting the root canal.
Hate going to the
root canal.
My wife.
You don't like going to the
else?
Dentist.
I don't like going to the dentist. I'm just going to be over. When you sleep with somebody else, this finna be over.
Yeah. Can't come
No, this finna be over.
Okay.
I get the root right. canal. I'm gonna tell somebody drugs at that. I won't know it was a root or a canal. I'm taking so much drugs.
Yeah.
No way. All right.
Let me tell you something.
Would you?
I'm gonna have so much drugs in me, I can do it myself.
What, the root canal? You can perform the root canal.
I got it, Doc. There it is. There go the tooth and the root.
All right, last one if we can get to it. Would you rather have a leaked sex tape or be ridiculed for telling a bad joke? Wow.
Oh, hell, I've already been ridiculed for telling a bad joke. You know what I'm saying? All these jokes ain't work. I can handle that. But you put that sex tape out there, that boy right there, boy, I'm gonna be a star. I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna be a star. That boy right there, I'm gonna be cloudy.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
we'll be back.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
We'll be back with the last break of the day at 49 minutes after with some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And as usual, here's the same thing. We're just talking about the election. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the significance of this Senate race in Georgia. For those of you in Brunswick, Thomasville, Valdosta, Macon, Augusta, Columbia, Marietta, Atlanta, Roswell, I don't care where you are, I am telling you how important of a message we need to send to the Republican conservative pundits. The message that we need to send to their system that they have in place for voter suppression. They have done this, you all, so calculated, counting on the fact that they know us. They even had the audacity to put Lindsey Graham, who has never been black a day in his life, who has never done anything for black people, put him up and he gave a speech on how good Herschel Walker would be for black people. You got so much damn nerve, man. The nerve of you to think that you can tell us what's good for us when you ain't never gave a damn about us, nor has Herschel. And then you go and get one of the most ignorant candidates you could find. This dude is, he's just really, man, just... He's so simple. He can't formulate a sentence. He doesn't do paragraphs. He has no structure. He can't follow along in his own storylines. He cannot tell a story. He doesn't know the issues. He can't explain anything he says. He's talking about we got China bad air and China got our good air. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, vampires up in the attic watching TV? What are you talking about, bulls jumping over a fence with their nose up against the fence and three of them was already pregnant? They already had it good, but he wanted on that other side of the fence. What is wrong with you, man? We are running for election here. This is going to be a candidate for senator of the state of Georgia, and I don't care who you are. It would seem to me like you would at least want a person who was at least articulate, who could express a sentence and discuss the issues and the bills and the concerns and have a platform. This fool y'all done went and got trying to sell us as a candidate. How dare you? The nerve of the conservative party to put such a wasted person in front of us against such a competent person. That's the irony of it, man, that they think so less and so little of us that they just think black skin, they'll just do what they want to do. So you wouldn't have got this damn fool and propped him up as a candidate. And I'm sorry if I don't have no really articulate or elaborate way to phrase this for you, and I don't sound like some of the other people. Well, I ain't never sounded like nobody else, so I'm really cool with the way I am. This is the way I tell it. How dare you think that you can prop this idiotic fool up posing as a senator, a candidate for senator for the state of Georgia? If you care so much about Georgia, why did you go get him? If you care so much about the welfare of the people, what made you go get him? If you so love the Constitution, what made you get him? Nah, man, it's because you want your power, your position, and your money protected, and you have found this Negro to do your bidding. Well, the African-American and black population in the state of Georgia, we are hip to you, and we're not sitting this one out. And you know what's amazing to me? I'm just going to say this right here. Those non-people of color who are supporting Herschel Walker simply because they didn't put the title of conservative or Republican on him. Are you serious? Have you not looked at the person, the man, the candidate? I would look, man, if you put a fool up in my party and say he's on the left or he's a Democrat, and I look at this man and he's a fool, I'm not voting for him. Just because he's black, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to let you prop him up in front of me and make me think he is. So for you all to support this, it's ridiculous, man. Damn. You know, I would ask you not to do that to us, but then I've asked this so many times before. I've been begging police not to kill us, not to shoot us. I've been over here for 65 years begging for equal rights. I've been fighting for civil rights. I've marched. I've walked around the Justice Center 7 times with Al Sharpton. I've been on the bridge. I done been in protest rallies. I've done everything. I am tired of asking this country to accept us and treat us fairly. But this election right here, where you all done went and dug up this idiotic candidate, and you done put him in front of a qualified candidate for the senator of Georgia, is ridiculous to me. That just proves to me that you really don't care anything about us. You don't care anything about nothing except your position, your power, and your money. Senator Raphael Warnock is our selection for senator for the state of Georgia. It should be yours too. And one more time, to the Southern Evangelicals, you all have a lot of nerve calling yourself a Christian organization and you prop up a candidate like Herschel Walker against a minister of God. Y'all got a lot of nerves, man. But then you're not really who you propose to be anyway, are you? You're a political organization. My bad. Vote for Senator Raphael Warnock, everybody. This is real. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God, y'all. He loves you. Brother.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.